Okay, welcome everyone. My name is Divine. This is episode 29 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in this short podcast today, we're going to be completing the series on godly parenting. This is going to be godly parenting part 4. So, obviously, this is a 4-part series, and we started off by talking about why children are inheritance from God, and they are not supposed to be something that gives you a nervous breakdown or something that messes up your life. And then we talked about why, you know, many times the outcome of an inheritance is more a testament to the person that inherited it, not the inheritance itself. So far we've talked about some things we can do with our children, how to steward our children, right? The first point I made was you should pass on a godly heritage to them. And then the second point I made is that you need to steward your children by disciplining them, right? You need to steward your children by disciplining them. And then the third thing I talked about is that you also, I guess the third thing is what I'll be talking about today, right? But at least I give practical tips for each of those things I talked about. So the third and the final thing that you're doing stewarding your children properly, right, is breaking evil patterns, right? Just breaking patterns, right? So a pattern is something that you've observed over time, just with some level of recurrence, right? So if, for example, you see someone do something today, same thing tomorrow, same thing 3 days from now, same thing a year from now, that's a pattern that's operating in that person's life, right? So let me explain to you what I mean by breaking a pattern that is not good as a parent. So if, for example, you look at the life of David, one of the big sins that David committed in his life was sexual immorality. If you look at the book of 2 Samuel chapter 11, David, right, saw Bathsheba, slept with her, killed her husband, basically, right? And then if you move on to 2 Samuel chapter 13, that problem moved on to his son, Amnon, right? Amnon, I believe, slept with one of his sisters, right? Now, if you jump further to 2 Samuel chapter 16, verses 20 to 22, right? So 2 Samuel 16, verses 20 to 22, the problem spread to his other son, Absalom, right? Absalom had sex with, I believe, many of his father's concubines, right? And then if you move further in the Bible to 1 Kings 11, verses 1 to 3, right? 1 Kings 11, verses 1 to 3, the exact same problem also took hold of Solomon. The Bible says that Solomon had almost like 700 or 800 concubines, right? So the thing is, and that's not just David alone. I mean, look at the life of Abraham, right? Abraham, again, certain just patterns just showing up, right? So if you look at Genesis chapter 20, verses 1 to 3, Abraham deceived Abimelech. If you then slide further to Genesis 26, verses 1 to 7, his son did the exact same thing. He deceived another Abimelech. He's either another or the same Abimelech, but he deceived someone else, right? The thing is, what many of us don't realize is that some of these patterns, these bad patterns, arise from things that our parents did, right? Because the thing is, have you ever noticed there are just certain families where a long list of members just all go to jail, right? Or a long list of members from one family all use drugs. Or a long list of family members have, like, you know, just the same kind of problem in their homes, right? These are all examples of bad patterns. These are all examples of evil patterns. But the thing is, the fact that these patterns have operated in your lineage does not mean that they cannot be stopped. Does not mean that they cannot be broken. The thing is, it is actually your responsibility as a parent to cut off this rope and chart a new course for your family, right? So how exactly do you do this? Well, the thing is, the first thing, I would say the very first thing you certainly need to do is to realize that the fact that you're righteous does not mean that, oh, there is no bad foundation operating in your home. Because look at this. If you look at the book of Psalms 11, verse 3, right? Psalms 11, verse 3 says, when the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The King James Version says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Right. So the thing is, the fact that a person is righteous does not mean that an evil foundation does not exist. Right. So let me tell you this. What is the first thing you really need to do to chart a new course for your family, to start a new pattern? Because again, when one pattern ends, a new one begins. How can you stop that bad pattern and begin a new pattern of holiness, of righteousness, of a stable home, of discipline, of just doing God's will? The very first thing you need to do is to surrender to God. That is the very, very first thing you need to do. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, right? 2 Corinthians 5, 17, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. right? All things are passed away. Those old patterns, those evil patterns, they are passed away and everything has become new. And by the grace of God, I'll give you an opportunity to start fresh with Christ at the end of this podcast, right? But again, just go ahead and start new in Christ, right? Surrender to God. Ask God to give you a new foundation. Ask God to give you a new foundation. Because I'm telling you, when God gives you a new foundation, then you're going to be standing on solid ground. If you look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11, it says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ," right? If you lay your life on the foundation of Jesus Christ, then you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful building. Now, the second thing is, you also need to break these patterns in the place of prayer. You need to break these patterns in the place of prayer. If you look at the book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, right? Isaiah 10, verse 27, it says, "In that day, their burden will be lifted from your shoulders, their yoke from your neck. The yoke will be broken because of the anointing," right? So the thing is, it's very important to understand that if you pray, God really does answer prayers. God really does answer prayers, right? So that new freedom, that understanding you have in Christ, apply it in the place of prayer. That, oh, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, all things are passed away, all things are become new, right? So break those patterns in the place of prayer. And the thing is, again, God certainly answers prayers. God absolutely answers prayers. And then the final thing I'm going to say is that besides surrendering your life to God and breaking those yokes in the place of prayer, the third thing you should do is you should instruct your children in the right way, right? So show them a good example. Again, the thing is, many times, children are amazing, excellent copycats. Whatever they see their parents doing, they're going to do it. In fact, let me tell you this. If you want your child to be a certain person or you want them to have a certain good behavior, just model it as a parent and those children are going to copy it, right? If you look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw," right? It's talking about those things. Say you will suffer, you will get gains, not losses, right? So use good examples to show your kids the right way, right? Many times you see God mention in the Bible how, you know, the Israelites should teach their children XYZ things so that they don't suffer the same fate as their fathers, right? So again, it's very important to show your children the right way. So I really hope that you found this podcast to be helpful. If you apply these principles, you'll be an excellent parent and you're going to raise a very, very godly generation that will be an asset to society and not a liability. Will be an asset in the kingdom of God and not a liability. So if you want to start off on that good foundation, I would like you of giving your life to Christ, I would like you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I forsake all my sins. I repent of all my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I believe you shed your blood on the cross and you died for all my sins. Come and be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Turn my life around for your good. Turn my life around for your glory. And give me the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. You have a new foundation. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away and all things have become new. Not some things, but all things have become new. So I encourage you, find the Bible, read it, do what it says. A good place to start is the book of John. Do what it says and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And I'll also encourage you, find a Bible-believing church. Notice what I said, Bible-believing church. There are many churches that exist this day that are not Bible-believing. Right? So find the Bible-believing church. Personally, for me, I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. You can go to any church you want that is Bible-believing, but I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. There's very likely a parish near you in any part of the U.S. or in more than 190 countries of the world. So seek community with other believers. Do what the Lord God's word says, and you'll see your life taking a turn for the better. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Thank you.